This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Buchanan and the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
Cars 3 is in theaters today. I don't want to say studios today, and I knew that wasn't right. Cars 3 is in theaters today. Larry the Cable Guy joins us now on Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo. Good morning, Larry.
Hey, doing good, man. I'm doing fantastic.
Thank you for taking the time today. We know you're up early hustling because Cars 3's out today. We love that.
Oh, darn right. Now, what? You know, my wife was a DJ out in Vegas.
Nuh-uh.
Really?
Who?
My wife was on the rock station.
What was her name? Yeah.
The Kara West.
Oh, we know her.
What a small world.
We know her.
Her and Gooch are really good buddies.
Speaking of you being in Vegas, I may owe you an apology. I may or may not owe you an apology. I don't think I was offensive, but I may owe you an apology. We'll get to it at the end. I'll save some room at the end.
Okay.
Just know it has to. You were at NASCAR this year, weren't you?
I was in Daytona and Kansas City.
Oh, you didn't come here?
Uh-uh.
Oh, never mind. It wasn't you then. Okay, yeah. Good.
No apology
good.
Necessary.
Okay, no apology necessary.
Oh, awesome.
Sweet. No, I was kind of blocking the sodas, the free sodas, and I was looking over at what I thought might have been you and your group of people, and I was going to approach, and then I saw members of what, again, that I thought was your group of friends, kind of eyeing me, but I realize now it may have been because I was blocking the free sodas. And then I was going to approach, but then Adam Sandler walked by, and I just completely walked away, and I went, well, that was kind of rude of me, because we were kind of looking at each other.
No, I wasn't even there. You know what's crazy, though? There's a guy that in the impersonator show out there, he calls himself Las Vegas Larry, the Cable Guy.
I'll bet that was.
And he shows up at all these places, and he's supposed to say he's an impersonator, but when he's not doing the show, he doesn't tell people.
That's exactly what it was. Because I was questioned. That's why I was, you know, when you get those groups, and you know when you're out in public, and somebody's looking, and they're trying to figure out if it really is you. And I was kind of given that look. I was given that side eye. And then I was, and then a couple other folks there in the media center were like, oh, yeah, it's Larry the Cable Guy. I'm like, I'll go over and say hello. And then, then Adam Sandler walked by, and I completely blew it off.
Hey, by the way, it's nice, Larry, that he stereotyped a guy that looks like you to be at NASCAR.
Take it easy.
That's awesome.
is that flattering, or is that insulting to have an in-person?
I was more offended. He thought I was trying to get a free soda.
You'd be amazed at how many people, if you're standing in front of the free sodas, it'll be like, yeah, could you move, please?
I need my soda.
Could you get out of the way of the soda? So, okay, Cars 3. Cars 3 out today.
That's what I do. I go to all the races, and I hoard all the free stuff.
Oh, are you kidding? That's the thing. When I take people, because I'm like the voice out there at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So I take my whole family. I take everybody. Where's the first place that we go when we get to the races?
Oh, the
free soda.
Yeah, place.
I go, here's where all the free sodas are. Drink as much as you want all day. That way I'm a big shot. So listen, Cars 3, you've been saying for a while that Cars 3 was going to be awesome. But
you know what? And I didn't lie. We saw it at the premiere in California. There was about 3,000 people watching that premiere. And I'm telling you, throughout the whole movie, it was just my kids were engaged in it. And the last 10 minutes was the first time in a Cars movie that people were literally hooting and applauding and clapping and yelling at the ice screen. I'm not kidding. It was amazing. And the way they used Mater in this movie, I really love, because they put Mater in the best situations. This is my smallest part of the two movies, and people were sending me stuff and going, we didn't see Mater in the previews. My kids are disappointed, but your kids will not be disappointed. Mater's in this movie in the best spots that you will be very happy that you went.
High impact. I get you. So you've been, tooting the horn for Cars 3 for a while. When do you get a sense that this is going to be a great movie Is it before you see the finished product?
Well, when I just notice on my lines, and when they tell me the situation of the movie, and then I do my lines, just by doing my lines, I can tell how my stuff's going to go just by the lines. And when I did my lines for this one, I go, man, honey, I think this is going to be a really funny movie because these lines I'm doing are hilarious. And then that's about all I really know about it. I mean, they tell me the premise of it, and it sounds, in me, I'm going, well, it sounds like a great movie. And I can only judge it by my lines. So I knew that Mater's lines were going to be funny. When I went out and I saw my lines being used and how they were being used and how the storyline went, About 15 minutes into the movie, I sat back in my seat and I said, okay, here we go. This is going to be awesome. And it was. I mean, it was really good. I really can't wait to see it again. You know, I mean, this is a movie that I'll probably watch with my kids in the first 3 months. I'll probably have to watch it 7 to 10 times.
Larry the Cable Guy here. Cars 3 opens today.
Larry, did they approach you for the role of Mater, or did you have to, like, audition for it?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Like, what are those casting calls? Is it you? Is it you and Ron White and Blake Shelton and a bunch of other guys sitting in a room practicing your lines and all eyeballing each other?
I got the first movie in 2002.
Right.
And John Lasseter told me the story. He said he went through about 300 voice actors. He went through over 100 celebrities, and he could not find the voice. And he had a vision of what the voice should sound like. And he said at the last minute, before he had to pick somebody, he heard about the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. And he said he knew who Jeff was, but he didn't know who the other three guys were. So he had his secretary go get the CD. She came back, he was eating lunch, he popped the CD in, and the first person up was me, you know, and I was like, yo, we're head over. He said he was belly laughing for 10 minutes. He called the secretary and said, hey, get a hold of this guy's manager. I just found Mater. He said he was so excited because it just is exactly what he wanted. So that's why I got it. They sent me a fax and basically saying, do you want to do this part of a tow truck? And I thought I had to audition, and then they were like, no, you don't have to audition. You got it. And that
God
was pretty
bless
much it. And then I went out and I just did my lines.
You give me chills, seriously. Yeah, no, that story's awesome.
We're all, our jaws are on the floor, and we're all like, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I thank God for it. I was so thankful. I mean, I couldn't believe it that it happened like that. And it was, and you know, when I did the first one, it was a small role. I mean, it was really tiny. And then I didn't hear from him for like 6 months. And I told my manager, I said, well, am I still doing that cartoon? Because I haven't heard of anybody. And he said, well, let me call him and see what they said. I haven't heard from him either. And they told him that that the animators and John and the animators fell in love with Mater. And they said that he was basically the heart of the movie, and that they are kind of rewriting some of the movie to put more Mater parts in.
Wow.
And that's how it all started.
So great. Could we conjure up just a little bit of Mater? Because I've got a six-year-old on the phone that we were told that you might be willing, that Mater might be willing to talk to him for just a second. I know we're almost out of time.
Yeah, let me get Mater. What's his name?
It's Netto. It's Netto, right?
Netto, yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Netto?
Hi.
Hey, buddy. Mater, we got Mater on the phone. He wants to talk to you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Hey, Mater. This is Mater. Not the Mater. Without the tongue. How you doing?
Say hi, Drake.
Hi. Woo-hoo. I tell you what, I never thought I'd be talking to Mater. That makes me happier than a tornado in the trailer park.
How do you drive backwards?
How do you drive backwards,
Mater? How do you drive backwards?
Well, shoot, it's not that hard to do. I've been doing it since I was just a young tow truck. You just walk backwards, you keep walking backwards, and next thing you know, you're the world's fastest backward driver.
A sleepover.
He wants to have a sleepover, Mater.
Well, I tell you what, we're busy doing this movie now, but if you ever get out to Radiator Springs, you come down to Flo's, and me and McQueen will come over and say hey to you. Okay.
Okay. Say, say I love you and say bye-bye.
Say, whatever you do, do not eat the pistachio ice cream, because it has turned.
That's great. Thank you, Nettie. Hey, thank you, Drake.
Hey, Maddo, you can tell all your friends that you and me, we's best friends.
All right, guys. You know what? And isn't that the truth? Never work with animals or little kids.
Thanks, Larry.
You are a prince.
Awesome.
You're the best.
Yeah.
Hey, come out to NASCAR next year because I think we should be friends, and I promise I won't block the sodas.
You know what? That's perfectly fine. I'd love to get out there. You know, I go to a bunch of races whenever I get a chance, so I haven't been to the Vegas Speedway yet. I might have to take a trip out there.
I know we're way past time, but have you ever gotten the chance to give the command, driver, start your engine?
Yes, I have. I was Grand Marshal in Charlotte, Talladega, and Daytona, and Kansas City.
Okay, anybody who loves NASCAR like I love NASCAR, you know that's royalty right there.
Right.
We appreciate the time.
And I got to drive the pace car. I think Talladega, and I got to drive the pace car in the California road race.
My God, we need to be friends. We really do. Larry the Cable Guy, everybody.
Yay! You just have to get up.
Funny and all Las Vegas. Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo on 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.